it'll begin with the ebbs and move. Talk about. First, I'm gonna go back to the old topics. Ochel ner in Krisels. Where's the shayla? Zelbud nach in other chayim too. Somebody that for one reason or another ate on Yom Kippur. So is he also mandatory to continue eating? Or what's the thought? We say that the loss of the Torah is Tanu as Nafsho Sechem. Tanu as Nafsho Sechem. To be Mu'une. To be Mu'une means refrain from eating. So somebody in the course of Yom Kippur, for example, Eda Kisev Segasa, which is a shia that Chazals find as being Havkor Faminui, being Moitz Faminui, or drank Lugmov, so he's not Mu'une. If he's not Mu'une anymore, so perhaps he can continue. There's no reason for Midrashah not to eat. The mice, they bring the Achrayim to deal with this. Bring an offering to Esdras. Unfortunately, Gemara actually don't have. We'll see actually, yeah, Achrayim maybe do, but directly we have Ryan from Esdras in Rosh Hashanah. Here, the Gemara says the mice are leave the eagle above them. The Avchof Alev Moshan Alev came to Bovel on Bechatzar B'Tishrei, Yud Alev Tishrei, and the Rashi says he saw them eating. Oh man, he said, Posim Tavshilo de Bavloi B'Emi Rabba de Marovo. The Tavshil, the food that Bnei Bovel are eating on Yemi Rabba, Yemi Rabba, Mishem Kippurim, of Marovo, it's well, it's very tasty. In other words, they're eating on Yom Kippur. So he made a comment like that. Omule, they told him, Asudet. Apparently, he had been in a mokum in which he heard the shluchim, they heard about the shluchim that conveyed word that Bethlehem was Mekai Shacharish whenever they were. And he made it to Bovel ahead of the shluchim somehow or another. So he knew, they didn't know, they wanted the impression that it was like all the Gemara says that Bederach Chal, Uber, El was always Uber. That deal was Mole, it was El was always Chosin. It was El was always Chosin. And that it wasn't, the kids are mice, so they were eating on the Yom Kippur. Good. So they said, be made. But that tells the Bezdin was Mechatzah Chodesh, and we'll know. So they said, Le Shemati be Bezdin Mechudosh. He's not an aid. He's not an aid. That needs a shot, but what's Negei is Tosfos Kasha. Tosfos Kasha. In Taimah, yeah, nishtayt. Hey, can you can leachol v'yesh can vadi sekoyes derais? So the chayim is left as kasha. They sometimes kasha. First kasha is how can he let them continue eating? When we're interested only in this slice of the sugi here, how could he let them continue eating? Every shear they put in their mouth. In the mouth, they have the chayv kol. This assumption is incorrect. It's incorrect to say that the din is to be ma'ane oneself, and as long as it wasn't eaten, then finished. No. But the pshat is every on Yom Kippur. How do we say it? On Yom Kippur, it's nisachilo. About this mitzvah essay, if you look at the meaning mitzvah Rambam, there are two mitzvahs. Mitzvah essay, it's not surprising that the mitzvah essay about this told him fasting in the Gansu Meis Leis, that's for sure. The rest of the mitzvah essay. And but the lab is every mashu. B'chon has in Kovitz always about it too. And Eisa Chalisa means Rai. He says from the fact that the sugi talks about the Eichon Avel v'Yom Kippurim. Eichon Avel v'Yom Kippurim is being a shalv in Eisa Chalisa. Shimon says Eichon Avel v'Yom Kippurim port because they're Eisa Chalisa. They say that it's Eisa Achilo. It's not just Eisa not to break the inui. It's supposed to Rai. L'choy is a good Rai. Yeah. What's on Yishal is That's him. That's one food in me. That my high time is talking. Mchusig means important mishabut. Very important mishabut by halacha in Yechasim Kippur. It brings from the Ochner, I think. I think from the Ochner being seen. I think Mchus being seen. Yeah, that's true. Talking. He brings from Mchus being seen. It was from the Ochner. He said halacha l'maisa. The application of this. He said, let's say that the first time somebody eats Yom Kippur, so the Rosh Moimir that needs to eat a shir. He says, it's ate a shir. He ate, drank a shir, drank whatever he needs. Then they tell him that the subsequent achilas, they say it could be that it could be that after eating once, it's not the consequence anymore. And the subsequent achilas are not necessary. Or if yeah, they give pochas make a shir. So he brings down the halacha brings down there. You have to know which point he has to start from eating shir and then go down to pochas mishir. And it could be the point at which you can't eat pochas mishir anymore. Well, those things a blanket hat to eat on him kippur. And it's kedai just to come just to hear that. But there's no and him kippur sure not. Blue from Savik, and that's the halacha in the Chazon Gevurim. It's around topish shichas something like that. And he says, Lachain, he needs resources, and he needs healers and resources to know how much he can eat and how to measure, to know. Could be the massive changes. And each achilo has a need during Bifnei Atzmo. I've had there could be cases in which, I'm not saying, there could be cases in which the doctor says he has to eat normal. That could, then it's not. Oh, what about on Tisha B'Av and the Tzemes and Dibek Abov? That's really the question. What about this question on Tisha B'Av? Well, the time we see from the in Dibek Abov, the person can be in Zamchal, in the Albert Tzemes. So the all the shalos. He didn't get it. Somebody forgot. He took a drink in the morning. So it's Ongenomen, Zosa Bechil. And saying, Samachim, saying, sometimes he forgot, took a drink, or the case of Chayle, he wanted that life to be Yesh Mesekorim to eat on these Tanis and write Chayle, Mokom Chayle Gozu. What if the Chayle passed? Chayle passed. Meidog, you say, find that, and the Shayle goes, and the Karlar Shayle. And that is what if somebody, it's also, this is very relevant, Shaila. What if a Moshul, somebody has to eat, Hashem Yerachem Rachmanus Lan, but the need to eat is not until the middle of the day, later in the day. So you see, Mukhuyev to fast what will eventually turn into Tanya Shoyes on Tisha B'Av. So, I mean, Techet Vohim is posted on him, Kibba Vadiyet. And keep it forget. It's not just the opposite, but it's possible. The inverse case is also the whole thing is just possible. If somebody, I think this is very easily, imagine, but somebody with the need, the tzorich of pikuach nefesh won't arise till later in the day, for whatever reason, depending on the circumstances. So you can't just say, oh, since at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, medically speaking, he will be a chesh b'sakonah, so he can start eating now in the morning. But no, that's for sure not. What about all these questions on the teachable and doubt service? The lumps of the question is in these terms, what were the Kabbalah or the Kones Chachomim, what were they Masakin? The Masakin, the same thing, Nisa Vachilo, and or Akiyum Tzayim, Akiyum, and then to be the Tzayim, the post says Tzayim, the same Chomishi. It says Totsumu, it's the same for me, Totsumu, in Mash Mekim Vasei. So it possible the Dongan woman that and some of them say I'm foolish. Some of them say you have both. And but I want to show you an interesting I see this more done. What the kiyum of Midive Kabbalah that possible talks about same Hamish Bukhum. So some is some on the Tisha B'Av is Mekhaim the Asay Midive Kabbalah same movie. Divya Atsomis was our costume, was it the con? Divya Atsomis means a Bechiv Diga positive mitzvah Midive Kabbalah. Just like the mitzvah midrash to fast and kibbutz. It's a positive mitzvah to fast on Tisha B'Av. The fast, the positive mitzvah. That besides the positive mitzvah to fast on the tzimis, we call it the fast on the tzimis, and the that the one achilah is going to lose it. One achilah doesn't have it anymore. There's no the same is in the 24-hour period. Or the, maybe after Masachah and the other tzimis. Yeah, so that's for sure. It has to be in the mace list. But it's also Nisra Achilu, possibly, but I don't know it's Nisra Achilu too. Interesting emotion here. Yeah, the Lashon Rabban Sefer Mitzvahs. This is in Shoresh Aleph, where the Rambam has a sheet about Mitzvahs to Rabbanon. That Mitzvahs to Rabbanon, the chiyuv to observe Mitzvahs to Rabbanon is military because it was also in Vasizik Hoshay Yucho. Rabban disagreed, but Rilchos Gedolu here, he managed to go to Kol Terkula. But the point is, the deep Lashon Rabban, Rabban says, actually, he's bringing the Lashon Rambam in the Yad, but then he talks about it. He agrees with it. He says, "Yesh mitzvos acheros shezchatzu acham matan toyo. Yesh mitzvos acheros shezchatzu acham matan toyo. Kovu esam neviim vachachomim upashlu b'chayisol. Ken miku megilu ner chanuke v'tish or be'or v'tir zedayim ve'eruvin. V'chol elu amitzvos chayov manu l'kabum u'shomim." I think he brings the later too. The man also brings down his own discussion, he brings it down. The kids are, but what do you see from here? See from here that he puts Tisha B'Av together with the Mrs. Essay. It's not for Tisha B'Av, it's a Mrs. Essay. Look, it doesn't mean it's exclusive way. What?
Maybe
it's the Avelis, not the same. No. Same with me, Pashtis. Could be. It could be, but... talk about the day of Tisha B'Av. Miku Megillah Ner Chanukah Tisha B'Av Nir Zedayim. No. Yeah, okay. Well, which means that could be not a Tolbi Rotzel, as the Moses says. It's not an absolute chiyuv. Yeah, the other Dalek said, the other Gimel. Tolbi Rotzel, we're talking about that. It could be a Velech Veis. Fascinating, you're talking about Tisha B'Av, if you think of the Chamish Inuyim. It could be that they have available to these ways.
Rabbi saying as much with
the Mashmuk and Rabban, that even. There certainly is the Kiyum, it's in Kiyumi, and the Kiyum of Medivre Seifim, Medivre Kabbalah, fasting on Tisha B'Av. Certainly such a thing. But it doesn't mean that the exclusion of a Nisa. It doesn't mean from this Rabban, you can't move from this Rabban, that somebody inadvertently ate, or somebody was a Chayla in the beginning of the day. Without Chayla anymore, everything is full. You can't do that. You can see that there is a positive Kiyum of Tisha B'Av. Okay. Imagine the the Mishnah Berurah brings down from the Lil Rabbah. They bring from the Vesil near there. Rachman Gabriel, you like this on Tisha B'Av. So he says that or Chayla, whatever, she's fast, and the Lashon uses to fast tiny shoyis. Tiny shoyis. It's a very important Gemuzik on Tisha B'Av. It's in so what is that in Tisha B'Av? Tiny shoyis. As a chay, we would say that the och is as long as one doesn't need it, there's no right to eat. Yeah, that's right. No, tiny choice in Musa comes from a finit. In Chanech HaKot, in the Miyut, it's a fast tiny choice. Right? That's a Misha says in Yuma. So that's in Mechur Shigim Musa, you have to know what Mechit is a tiny choice. Poshe, if you have a Godel, it's Chayim, and it's a Marashach. Poshe, if you think it's a if right now, the person is a chayla, so why should he, why should he not eat? If he's not a chayla now, so as long as he's not a chayla, he should not eat. Why is he more? Why is he more to eat? That's what we would say. It's a Muslim choice. It's so good. What does he want?
He's talking about
where
you already ate.
I mean,
he's
No. He's talking about a yiladis. He's talking about a head. A yiladis. They're going to eat on Tisha B'Av. But he says you should look to fast kind of choice. Kind of choice.
What should he have said?
What
should he have said?
The association, the tiny choice, the tzorachin. So I said, the cold man has not eat, so don't eat. If she feels that she has to eat, if you talk about from Gimel design, emotional, so then totally be also, it depends if she needs, or but three honey. So then if she needs, so drink. If she doesn't eat, don't drink. What's tiny choice gives is much, but she has to push herself a few hours. Like a cold man doesn't eat on him for a few hours. Yeah, all right. Now let's do. Let's go. Now let's go back to. And so one more about this. Everybody knows this. The nida in on Yom Kippur. As I was saying, on Yom Kippur, the Mishnah says. Ben Shuchno says that if somebody can get by with Pochus Mikishir, so he has to be Pochus Mikishir. Okay, that's all from Shuchno. Pochus Mikishir on Yom Kippur. Pochus Mikishir. Is there such a thing on Tisha B'Av? Is there such a thing? So, if we mentioned already, so we have a Chaim Zvot after the gay, after to mention. Chaim said, "This is brought down Chitzur Yemon Mizalevi." I'm as a shigli. The whole shigli explaining what Chaim Shidu. Chaim Shidu was that Allah Pochas Mishir on Yom Kippur. It's talking about somebody has to eat, because the fasting will be harmful to his health. He's right now not in the category. We don't categorize him right now. Going into Kippur is Chol Shesh Vesekonah. It's a Vesekonah, but the fasting it will be dangerous. The fasting will be a Vesekonah. That's such a thing. So, Kihai Gavli, that was the Chaim Shita. Dafka, when the fasting, we're not magdi the mention being a Yesh Besakon. We say, yeah, he's, but he can't fast, and then he has to be Bochus Mishim. Mashayn Kane. The Chosh Yesh Besakon, so then there's no Shiur. No Shiur, he needs much he wants. That was the Chaim Shita. Netziv in Shiltas said like this. And Netziv, Kodmoya, Netziv, in Shiltas, but only the guy where he led us to take Gimel. Let us again, we said before, the Gemara says, take Gimel, Ben Shalom, Tzmichani, Ben Shalom, Ben Tzmichani, Machlinois. That's what the Gemara says. Let us 3 days have Shabbat, so the lettuce has to eat, and if she says, I don't need, I can do fine without eating, we make you eat, she has to eat. So came the Tziv, and he says, Im Kain, so who says how much is enough? Who says how much? So then, by her, there's no eating b'chlal to eat pochus mikishir. Pochus mikishir. Means a little kishres, a little cracker every 9 minutes, something like that. There's no eating. Take him. That happens in Tziv said by the letters. Came with Chaim, it applies any chosh yesh b'sakon. Any chosh yesh b'sakon. Ayah Shachnoch says, Pogos Megiche, the Shona was talking about this scenario. Now that's what says the Chushan Bonu Zalevi. The Psach itself is Mukhurishik. It's a Chiddush. It's not on Gunam today. Today we don't. It's not on Gunam today. The Chal. And maybe some circles here, but that's not on Gunam. A Chayla that can survive without eating Keshir Shuli Pachot Mishim. And furthermore, the Pshat and Shochnoch is also very Chiddush. Because it comes out the Shochnoch then doesn't talk about Chayla Shuli Pachot Mishim. It's not such a loch, then it comes out that loch is definitely a shochnoch. So the Mechaber only wrote out what to do if somebody will be in danger, become endangered by not eating by Chosh Yesh, because it's not there. So that's also a shochnoch, you know, a shochnoch. Okay, anyway, we want to talk about that and Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av, so already the loch and Agmor and Rishayim, everybody says, Mokom Chayla Gosset. Mokom Chayla Gosset. Tisha B'Av is different poetry gamma. Different poetry gamma. This is independent of the first discussion we had. The first discussion we had was somebody that's in the pouch, in the sugya fasting. So by him is nisur achila. That was the first thing we spoke about. Now we're speaking about makom chayil legosu. Makom chayil legosu. Either the mitzvah kabbalah, the mitzvah whatever it is. The makom chayil legosu. So if somebody here makom chayil legosu, it's a very big sad to say, and many persons say it's a very big sad to say. There's no bochus megashir. It's not Pochas Megashir. Mechdes is Pochas Megashir. Pochas Megashir is the void of the Reise. Right? It's Chatzir is also either Midrashevu or Midrashevu, but it's not the Zev Chomet, it's not Chayv Koris, it's the Zev Chomet of Shir Shoen. So in Kippa Vadet, it's Bechlal, Akal Kal Chilo. You look to minimize what has to be done. For self, because Nevesh, it's possible to move in Megal. But if you welcome Chaylai Gosu Rabbonon, you welcome Chaylai Gosu Rabbonon, then there's no... There's no in. Okay, there's no in because he's like Gosu again. He's not like somebody who forgot to eat, and now he has the rest of the day in front of him. No, or somebody that's not a chayil anymore. You know, talking about yeah. So in a chenam milchay, it could be like a guy with tshuva. There's a tshuva some sefer about Tisha B'Av. He says about himself with to get an aliyah. He said, I believe it says there he ate pochus mikashiv. Hey, pochus mikashiv. Well, nice. Okay, do it. But down. We're it's neither, and it's the same type of case. So the Mishabur brings down the case of Magefa, where it's a cholera epidemic. Right, that was the Maisa and Yom Kippur with himself. So what the Kaidua, the big Machlokes is whether it's mutar to eat as a preventive measure. But Kabbalah, there's a discussion on Tisha B'Av, but that would be a similar type of when it's epidemic, and the person has to have his immune system, shouldn't be weakened in order to fight off the disease, and then fasting weaken him. That's a shalaton. That's a shalaton. It's a bad local, it's not a few lines. So there they talk about Dini Bachas Megashir. So there the one is the same. There the pshat is the shayla, the place came down, it's not b'chal loy gospel. Bam is the chata right now, the person. Or the people are not the chaylim sheshu on sakonda, but there's a chash that fasting will bring upon a sakonda. If fasting will bring upon a sakonda, then a chanami, then the yesh lot, then the bochus mikashir. Right? They're not in the get yet of bimokum chayloi gosu. Alright. Now let's go back to the beginning. Talk about this. The Mishnah says in Rosh Hashanah, the Mishnah says in Rosh Hashanah that when they were Mekadesh, Achoyish Apiyariya, Ashish Chodoshim, Ashuchim Meitzim, one of the Ashish Chodoshim is Av, Ibnei Atainis. Ibnei Atainis. They wanted to inform people when Rosh Chodesh Av is, to know when Tisha B'Av is. In fact, the Gemara of Lefkin Nam, Yisim Kain, they should go out in Talmud and Tevez too. Why only Av? Talmud and Tevis too. We have to know when the other two Tanaisim are. So the Gemara brings a pasuk in Zechariah. It's a very interesting. I have to look at the Zechariah there. When they came back, they began Tchilas Binyan by Sheni. They came back there, so they sent a message to nobody. That's nobody's chay. That's the Mishael. It's a long shikul in Zechariah. That and the thrust of the question was, so they continued to fast on the Abed Tzemes, the way they fasted until then. That's when they were coming back there to Shalom. So they continue fasting. So there was a long nivu, and it culminates with Kolam Hashem Tzvokos, same Levi, the same Achamish, the same Ashvi, the same Ashvi. Yeah, the base Yudu was also Simcha, Vemes, and Shalom Havu. Right, that's the famous verse that everybody knows. Also Simcha, you was also Simcha. So, but what was the answer? What did the answer them? Yes, no, maybe. What was the answer them? So the Gemara says like this: the Gemara's Maskon is Hochi Kolam. That really, it's not the Bizman Shei Shalom Yilus Osam Simcha. Yes, Gzeres Amalchus Tzoyim. Ein Gzeres Amalchus. Ve'ein Shalom Otsu Mesanim Otsu Emesanim. The three periods of time when the Shalom is Osam Simcha, they come Yom Toyim. Yom Toyim. Gzeres Amalchus the Tzoyim is. Ein Shalom Ve'ein Gzeres Otsu Mesanim Otsu Emesanim. What the book calls Toli Brotsu. The optional. An optional fast. Yes, I have Yud Ches in Rosh Hashanah. An optional fast. In fact, the Gemara, if it's an optional, that's the answer to the Kasha. The Kasha was, why not go out in Tammuz and Tevot Kasha? So we have to inform, the Bnei Yidin have to be informed when Rosh Chodesh Tammuz and Tevis is to observe Shavuos of Tammuz and Sobe Tevis. So the Gemara says, it's optional, it's not compulsory, it's not compulsory fast. So why the Tishbav? The Novi brings down these four tzemes b'chad machto. Same V and the we let's say same V we according to Machlekes what it is, but according to Rabbi Shimon, it goes the numbers of the month. Same V means same of the Chodesh V means Tammuz. Same Chamishi is the fifth month. It's Av. Shvi is the Sabbat. Tevis Asivi is. Shvi is Tishrei, 7th month, and Asiri is Tevis, 10th month. Okay. It's like this. So the Gemara says, Yochi Tishrei Nami should be optional. And for the Gemara, Shani Tishrei Hoyov Uchpelu Boy Tzoros. Many Tzoros were repeated on Tishrei. Many Tzoros happened on Tishrei. Doma Mar. It means a mission in Antinus. Tishrei Nechav Abayis B'Shainu B'Shniyo V'Nikud B'Nikud O'Beitar. The first thing is left out, the miracle. One of the four things. What are the periods of time we're talking about? Take I do as the very important noise. Say it's the Ginyonim here. So the Machog is Rishainim, most Rishainim of the Ramah. The Shita of, and actually the Shita of Rashi, not Rishainim, is like this. And Bizman Ba'al Sheni was the time of Yeshalom. Bizman Ba'al Sheni was Yeshalom, which means that Bizman Ba'al Sheni, the Dalit Tzemes, were Yom Tov. Were Yom Tov. The Gemara in Shon is very, very, very strong, which was like that. Bizman Ba'al Sheni were Yom Tov. After Chumah Ba'al Sheni, so then it could be one of two periods, and it depends on circumstances. It could be Yesh Zerz HaMachus, Yes, that's a mahus, or could be Yang Jesus Mahus Ben Shalom. Shalom was Bizna by Shani, that ain't Shalom. We don't have that anymore. But it could be so that's why my high time, mostly Shanim hold that Mikra Din is like this. Tisha B'av, Fama Fan Khuban, Tisha B'av is a chiyuv. It's not Tol B'rotzel. Tisha B'av is an absolute chiyuv. The other Tanisim, the other three tzemes, is totally on two things. Totally on two things. First of all, it's totally on the Zman. It's not the current events. Well, what's happening in the world? What's happening? Is it time of zero? Like zero for Eden? Or no? It's a time of peace and prosperity. That's number one. At the period of time in which the Jews are Machos, so the Tzachim Gomer believes himself. Can't be shame himself. Whatever Kvaki Blue alive. There's no such thing as. Even in those periods of time in which you might want to characterize the period as being Engzeres HaMalchus, but nevertheless, well, Kibbul, I mean, the Kaisel was Kabul to fast on Tisha B'Av. To fast on, I'm sorry, not only Tisha B'Av, but on the other three tzemes too, without exception. Now, here's Rabban. Rabban is fasting on Shita. Rabban points out something. Rabban says, there's no difference between what doesn't address. The Gemara addressed one difference. Tisha B'Av is always, Chum and Bayis on, Tisha B'Av was always, and was always knowing. and the Gemara feeds there, the other time it's not. And that's why the Shulchim Lachachum and Abayis didn't always go out on Talmuds and Tevis, because they had a fast on Talmuds and Tevis, the Shulchim didn't go out. There was no rule that they had to go out to inform the Goyim, to inform the people. Yeah. The Bas says, but there are all the other differences between Tisha B'Av and the other three Tanaisim. Namely, the Tisha B'Av is what they call Sikkim Abayim. That the fast begins at night, before Shkia. And the Chamisha Inuyim, which we find in Tisha B'Av, we don't find in the others. So Shinus Ramban, the famous Ramban, Shinus Ramban, and the Mishabub is not, the beginning of time, I don't even know what the Mishabub is. Shinus Ramban is that Mikra at the end, there's no difference. And all Dalad Samarites have both of these in Yom Dim. They're 24-hour fasts. It's Mavsikim, Biboy Doim, Mav Sab Eating, Biboy Doim, Mikra Din. And it's also Mechamish Inuyim. That's Shinus Ramban. Shinus Ramban is Mavsikim. And so I sold him, and then Behalocha brings the Mishabu, brings it down. The Bizman, Sheyesh, when the Chiyu to fast, and the other three, the Chiyu to observe them, just like this one. No difference. No difference. Thank you, Rambam. The Rambam has different people. The Rambam in Yad is like this. The Rambam in Yad. Is the portrait time now. Begins per care of time. Yeshom Yomim Shakoi Salam is an Abraham. Yeshom Yomim Shakoi Salam is an Abraham. Bibne Atsoy Shayu Bohem. They were over half of us of Terra Dachi Tsuvo. We are Zichon the Masenu Roim, who must have a sense of Yaki Masenu Ato. Right, the Indian of fasting, Queen Rambam, is to be Moril Bobo Sadachi Tsuvo. The Ram says, I mean, the Mishabum is not too, but the Ram says it. That's why Mishabu says somebody that fasts and goes on a tiyul, so he made Dika talk on top of Lika. But he says, but nevertheless, somebody had planted tiyul, but Shavuot Tammuz, he would say, I'm going anyway, might as well eat. That's for sure. Right? Don't, that's not true. That's an incorrect conclusion. They have to fast no matter what. But if you fast and you don't do what you're supposed to do, so you minimize it. But you can't say, I'm going to eat. That's the way that's going to. Or some is a so the fast, the time is the zichra in the maseinu, means to not only remind it, to call our attention to him. The maseinu roim umase avaseinu shayek maseinu. Actually, goyim lohem v'loim loesem atzoris. Those maseinu, and our maseinu continue to plague us and to make all our atzoris. So the zichra in dvorim elu, by paying attention to these dvorim, no shuv v'lehetiv, we'll come back and improve our ways. Shnema v'svadvos avaynom es avayn avasom. V'eluhem, these are the yomim. Shleisha b'tishrei v'chulu, asar b'asir b'teves, yudzayim b'tamuz, b'tishrebo, chamisha d'bo mirubo, and he brings down the five things. Nigzuo, avasen, shikonsu, tisro, chor v'bayis, b'shen, b'shniwa, nigzuo, ego, doilu, b'yda, shemo, v'yubo, alofim, v'ovis, m'yisro. Then we'll come back, if we have time, we'll come back to this, and let's finish this topic. And ubay b'yem, b'fiz, I remember, hamuchon l'poronos, on this day, hamuchon l'poronos, Chorash, Tonasubas, Arosha, Sahechol, Tonasubas, plowed, means leveled. The Harabayas, Besvivov, the time Mashna Matsia, and Soda, Tei Choresh. Anybody, the people that read the Rambam with the closely, well, what's Rambam want? The time Mashna Matsia, and Soda, Tei Choresh. What does he want? The Baibayam, Amuchan, the one is okay. Chorash, Tonasubas, Arosha. It's a heichel. The kai mashenema. What do you mean, mashenema?
Sounds like the
maaseh was a big kibbutz.
The what?
He's happy. So that's when the Rambam is the maaseh of a kibbutz. That since this was mekuyim, so then that is going to be mekuyim, huh? No. My father when broke it, fell again. He used to say, yeah, the Rambam is the maaseh of a kibbutz. Yeah. It's a little bit missing. I would have thought
believe the Mesfina may be Faket. That, maybe it was insensitivity on my part. Maybe it's a Puranus on a level that Puranus. Like the meekness was destroyed already. The meekness was destroyed. The meekness was destroyed before. So there was a Har, so the Mokum was there. So in some sense, why is it such a big deal if the Mokum was Nechash? See, so the Horish. So I'm telling you, what?
You find the base tenses that you can't be Nadi Kalasarish.
Say this, so you can't, and the Mikdash, granted, the Mikdash may be even more than that, can't go in there between according to Rabbah. And true, the Moir Mikdash certainly applies to them, even some, it's not Tommy, the Moir Mikdash applies, the Moir Mikdash applies to Lachas even outside the Mikdash according to Rabbah. Absolutely. But the actual physical property of the place, if a guy came and destroys the physical Har HaBayis, well, the Bayis not here anymore, that's
the Shpitz example of Kalasarish in the Gemara is making a Sada.
No, it's making the four things, Beis Hamayim, Beis Hamechotz, and another thing. Huh? Okay, it says not to take the weeds out of Shemakmas Nefesh, to keep weeds and let it grow, that's the channel we're taking the things out of.
Maybe you're right, I don't know,
but Gopam, since the Novi says, Ram told you, since this was the Nevuah of Chuban and Bayis, the Vua pointed that this is going to be the combination of the Chuban. See on Sogat Echorish. As Novi said, this is going to be it. So Kaim Mishnema, since that was Mamash and Makal Pakish and the Shimas Akwegu on the Chuban and Bayis. Yes, whatever it is. Akopon and we want to go by them. Then the Ram says, Aboy, you may have Samus Egu, Havayim, Fosh, and Kabbalah. He being said, these four Samus and Fosh and Kabbalah, Posek, and Zachai, Samavim, Samus, and Mishu, and Bechulu. Now you have the Halacha, hey, the Ram says, in the old Neschoyis, the Ram says, V'nogu koyisob is not a meilu lisanois. Period. V'nogu koyisob is not a meilu lisanois. So the way it read in the old Ram was that Nogu koyisob, all Yisob, is not a meilu in these the aforementioned days. Lisanois. So many that read this Ram said, oh, the Ram's not going to change. Ram holds that's totally V'nogu. And then he's referring to the three Tanyos, referring to the three. And the Ram was what the say. That in the three, Nogu Sanois, but even before the Frank Ram came out, even before the Ois Forum to Yochim, in the old Rambams, the Nusach was without the Vov, and to take a period out and read like this, Nogu, and certainly after we find all the Kisviyad, that the correct reading Rambam is Nogu, not without the Vov, Nogu, no Aloha, Nogu, Koyisrael, Bismanamelu means Bismanam is in our days, Bismanamelu. Lisanois b'yud gimel ba'ado zech l'tanis without a chavav chibos. One sentence. Nogu koyisrael b'zmanim elu means our times. Lisanois b'yud gimel ba'ado means being moist of a fifth tanis, which is not in midivik kabbalah, four midivik kabbalah. Tanis esther, what tanis esther? Not midivik kabbalah. So we, as according to Rabbi Tam and the Bahag, that Megillat Abayis, that's the more first, that's man kilo akor. The Rambam did him that. The Rambam said, tanis esther zech l'tanis, lisanois b'mei homen b'chulm. And Shnema Dibet, Shnema Dibet, Shnema Dibet, upon him, then that's the plan of Rambam. Im Kain, and that's the correct shot. Im Kain, the Rambam has a Chiv Gomot to pass on all four ten years. And now, there's no steer anymore. Now it's 100%. Everybody knows the Rambam, Peshm Shaisim, Oshono, the Rambam, Peshm. So Im Kain, it comes out, if it's a Chiv Gomot to pass, the Rambam doesn't say totally. The Rambam doesn't mean that Rotsam, Son, Rotsam, Son, that doesn't appear in the Rambam Bechlau. Not because it's like, we will makabel upon ourselves. No, because the chiv gomor. That means we can close im kain to the three tufis that the Gemara talks about. Sholem, which is sos and simcha. There's a malchus which is a chiv defas. And ain sholem bangs there's a malchus. Rotsim sani, rotsim emi sani. So what's that breakdown historically? Chronologically, according to Rambam, so Boru, from time Chuban Bayis on, it was a chiv defas. So Akos Lochoyim Adam held. Akos Lochoyim Adam held what? That from Chuban Bayis on, our times are defined from then until today. It's defined Beetzem as Yesh Derasim Achus. And it's not so shvem. Not only when there is Difus Mamish, times Derasim Achus. Golus Edom is Kaisos in Golus. That Hadam is Derasim Achus. So all four 10 years is a Chiv Gomor. That's according to That's one period. Im Kane, what was Bai Sheni? Bai Sheni moves up a period, moves up a notch. What was Bai Sheni? Ain't Shalom, ain't there's a Malchus. Ain't there's a Malchus, good. But ain't Shalom. Ain't Shalom's also not so hard to hear. Bai Sheni wasn't such a peaceful period of time. They had the kufis, pockets of prosperity, and in pockets they had the shibut of Malchus. They had them for a long time. Kids, it wasn't such a good time. When Shalom, in which we're going to be Sassan Simcha, we're waiting. When Mashiach comes, we're waiting. That's the Rambam, and the Maisa, this is we figured out Mitech, the Rambam in Yad. Now, if you look in Peshmer Shais, in what's shown in the first parak, the Rambam says, listen to the Rambam, comes out like this, which is logically Mucha from what you said. The Rambam says, Peshmer Shais, it's not very shame, it's the fast on Tisha B'Av. It's the fast on Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av is a fast day on Tisha B'Av. It comes out of Maharaj, I mean, off for days, his man by Shani was also similar. Yom Tov. The four Yom Tov. When the Rabbam, three, were told in Rotsam Asanim, Rotsam Yom Asanim, Tisha B'Av was a fast day. Foolish in Rabbam in the Peshmer Shais and Rosh Hashanah. But the horror is...
The only thing is like this.
The only thing is like this. But it's possible that it moved in Meilov. How does Raman say that's before black and white? If you didn't have Bereshit Shnayis and had only the Yad, so you would arrive at the same conclusion with correct gifts in the Rambam. You would arrive at that conclusion. If it's a chiyuv now to fast and offer taniyos, so then we from Chumash by Islam we don't have, because Rambam always safe halacha from his time from then on. He didn't allow for any rotsu. There's no rotsu. There's nothing optional. So Behechvach, that kufa of rotsu was Bizman by Shein. Bizman by Shein, Rambam didn't tell you the safe halacha. Because when Chidibani Amikdosh, why didn't write Hilchos Yom Tov about the Dalit Samus? We don't know the halacha yet. We don't know. It's Biyosif Melocha, not Biyosif Melocha. We don't know yet. It's Dirgen, Rashi. But upon him, we're waiting. For that, we're still waiting to the Yashiyah from Mashiach. Maybe the first year will be the Hilchos Yom Tov of Tisha B'Av. Dalit Samus. But upon him, like this. The horror is, shiny Tisha B'Av, the Gemara says, why is Tisha B'Av not optional, but it's obligatory, even in the Tkufin when the others are also Mesan, what's the Mesan? Tisha B'Av is achieved the fast, in which period of Ein Sholem, there's a Malchus, which according to Rambam, is which period of time, Tkufas by Sheini, which wasn't so rosy, according to Rambam, the Gemara says, shiny Tisha B'Av, how the Huch Belu Boy Hatzoros. And so, what are the Huch Belu Boy Hatzoros? So that's just, the only five that happened. So you have Nigzal Avisenu, Chovei Bais Bishenu. The other three were later. The other three were later. We have to Bais Sheni, Beit HaNech, Shoyim. They were later. So it must be that obviously the Rambam learned that the Huch Pulu means the first two. And even though the Horeh here, Shavuot B'Talmud, if you're looking for Shavuot B'Talmud, also had five, the Mishnah says. But so the Rambam's Huch Pulu means in not only the five, because Shavuot B'Talmud had five, and two of them were also in effect by Shavuot B'Talmud. But I have to say that Huch Pulu means there was a toikif, the strength, much more significant. Chuban Abayis Biachas to Huch Goyer is much more significant. Right? That was the end. So Huch Pulu means could mean both things. It means two things happened at Tisha B'Av, and the second thing that happened, Chuban Abayis region was of such significance that it remained as Mashengi. So at the time, but Huch Goyer was only a prelude to the Chuban Abayis. Mele is like this. The Rambam sheet is making mucha the other thing too. The Rambam sheet is like this. The Rambam sheet is that there's mucha, that the difference between Tisha B'Av and the other three Taniyos in terms of Masikin Meboid Yom and the Chamisha Inuyim is Migradin. Not like the Ramban. Ramban says that the Migradin is no difference, and all four Taniyos have all the Chumis when they're Noyig. When they're Noyig. But when they're not Noyig, they don't have it. When it's only Tolan Rosa, then we only fast. But according to the Rambam, it's Migradin like that. Migradin is always win the truth of that when Zachir of the Sanwes and all four Tzimis, but there's a difference in the Be'etzim between these both and the others. Very clear, this is the difference in the Shanim here.
See, we've never mentioned already the, a little bit about the. Yeah, Tisha B'av Kaidu has his straddles two sugis and two halachos, two inyonim. It's a day we were having before. Today is the Tainis, and it goes together with the three Tanesim, the other three Tanesim. And that the day of Tainis has chamish nuim five on Tisha B'av too. Where the chamish nuim come? We can come from Yom Kippur. Right? The more learns on chamish nuim on Yom Kippur. When the Rambam actually made the rice in it, when the Rishonim, but the day chamish nuim is. It's about the tainus. Tainus, the full flood tainus comes with inuim. Same way, if I end the tainus, I'll show him the came with inuim too. The middle set, and so Tisha B'av has that. In addition, Tisha B'av has a velus. What are the halachas which are neschadish exclusively because of a velus? There's a big overlap. Between. The reason they're not big is an overlap between Avelos and Tainis and the Inuyim. Where's the overlap? The overlap is in the Sudni Suyim. Not a Chilushtiyo, but the Avelos is not also a Chilushtiyo, but Rechitzo. So here's an interesting Rechitzo. So where do you find, but in the Rechitzo, the Loch is that Tainis is more common than Ovel. The Isur Rechitza by Ovel, Rachman Islan, is. The Isur Rechitza by Ovel is. Ponovir de Raglo Bechamin, Chamin, Zaltim, Chamin, and Sainin. Chamin and Sainin. The Isur Ponovir de Raglo is only Bechamin, an Ovel. An Ovel washes in the morning, washes the davening, washes to eat. There's no restriction, Bechal. But only in cold water, not hot water, and called gufay tzayin. That's the answer in Avelus. Yom Kippur is also l'hashir that's b'yom ha'ayim. The lashon is also l'hashir that's b'yom ha'ayim. Also l'hashir that's b'yom ha'ayim. That's the answer. So again, there's somewhat of an overlap, but being that Yom Kippur would in Tisha B'av has the dinim of a tainis, so this chizah goes beyond this Avelus, and it's also l'hashir that's b'yom ha'ayim. Now, what do you have? It sounds like this. Interesting halach here. But this idea. What do you have? Nilas and sandal are the same. Nilas and sandal, Ovid also means sandal, and Tain is also means sandal. Same thing. Which halachas do you have? Tashmish and Mito also the same thing. Which halachas do you have? Sicha, let's assume the same thing too. Also the same thing. Sicha. Which halachas are the machmas avelus which Tainus doesn't have? Which halachas? Halachas. What do you say? Oh, so sitting on the floor. So the emphasis is that migadin we paskin pashas shulchanoruch we paskin and pashas that's maskonas asulgi that on Tisha B'av there's no isa migadin. But the machoik is the end of Tainus what's called what is the chiyuv kfiya samito. Means to overturn the not to sit on the upright bed of chiv. So we pass in zochiv kviyas amito. So what we do that we sit on the floor on a low stool until chatzayis to atakinus is a minig. That's a minig called them. It's a minig the klai sold us. But it's not mikra din. There is however one thing, and there are two things. Gonsam mishenu. There's one thing with the kuli almo. Adin and Tisha B'av Ovel. Well, we'll see how Kupon. He will see what I'm going to say. Ovel is also in Talmud Torah. Ovel is also in Talmud Torah. It's one of the Yud Aleph things that the Yud Aleph is sort of available. Talmud Torah is one of them. And Tisha B'av is day is also in Talmud Torah. Day is also in Talmud Torah. How you do? Now, the Gemara says. The Gemara says on Tisha B'av, the Gemara has an exception. It makes an exception. Says, but in certain things, certain topics are mutter. Okay, do certain topics are mutter. What's mutter?
So what the Gemara says, but unfortunately, in the Gemara is Dvar Merom Shabibi, and it's Mutter Tulim Kinos, Sefer Iyov. Basically, it's a list of portions of Tanakh. Tanakh. Kinos means Megillas Eichel. Megillas Eichel is Mutter to learn on Tisha B'Av. Sefer Iyov is Mutter to learn. And Dvar Merom Shabibi, a person may add in Sefer Melachim too, and then fuck him here and there. But that's what the Gemara says. Ken Rishenim, they added to the list. Hilchos Avelus in Moed Kodem. Pegelim Galchim. That we send him out of that to the list. Added that to the list. There's 2 days in Tzitzis in Moed Kodem. This, but the list of the exclusions. This is Talmud Torah. And can you do? It's important to know. I didn't know a component that it has the Mogen Avraham. Mr. Rubinstein says that even in these Avraham that are mutter, you know, with what the portions of Tanakh. What are the Rishonim at the Halachas, Hilchos Avelus, Pechadim, Tishbuv, which was also Mutter to learn on Tishbuv. So they said, but it's also learn Biyun, because learn something Biyun, so you're supposed to enjoy it. And could they show him Shom Samchel? The Gemara says, the Gemara being supposed to be in Tainus. How do you know it's also to learn on the Talmud Torah, it's also Tishbuv? Because could they show him Shom Samchel Lev, and Simchas Lev is also on Tishbuv? So maybe we don't do it. We don't learn it. But so the post game came and said, so who did he can't learn Biyun? You only learn it, so superficially. Can't learn Biyun. Yeah. So it's in Dorshul of Anenu, Dorshul of Anenu, Rabbi Seinu, Shnei Neviyim, it's not being besignan Echot. Chaim Chazmish, he said on his own. They disagree, there's no such thing. So if it's Mutter to learn, it's Mutter to learn Biyun. If it's Nishkalan Biyun, it's Nishkalan. And the priest wants them his own way. The Bali Yashmua. And so that's what they said. In addition, I have like this. What's interesting is like this. There is a day in Tosfos. There's a day in Tosfos that the hetter to learn, that the halacha to learn Dvoim Avoim is only on Tisha B'Av and not by Ovel. It's brought down, it's certainly Mut on Tisha B'Av. That's the Gemara. The Gemara in Moed Kodem doesn't say that Ovel is Mutter to learn Dvoim Avoim. So one day in Tosfos says there could be not. It could be only Tisha B'Av and the mechal between Yisrael the Yisrael Talmud Torah and Tisha B'Av and Yisrael Yisrael Talmud Torah in Avelus. On Tisha B'Av it's also because of Mesam Chei Lev. And so these topics or these portions in Tanakh, these halachas, Avelus take a limudim. B'Chaim Kanevsky learns the seven blot in Moed Kodem on Tisha B'Av. I think he learns the seven blot in Moed Kodem. So there's not Mesam Chei Lev, there's Mutter. What?
Or
I don't know. He learned, no less than he learns all year. He follows the Chazon Ish. Yeah, but Taisa says that in there in Moed Kodem we learn out these Avelus from Hey Oneg Doim. Hey Oneg Doim, to be quiet. So one thing Taisa says is that Ovel doesn't have a hat. Then the other day, Tosfos was so in Kippasim Shulchanoch, and he said, "No, it's not the Yisrael. Hayonik Dvar means to be over, can't engage in any Talmud Torah, no matter what. But the Halacha is now again. The second day, Tosfos is that there's not a complete overlap, and what's not Mesam Chei Lev is Mutter to learn over to learn too. What's interesting, however, the Rambam is forget. The Rambam learns. If you look in the Rambam says like this." The Rambam brings Hilchos Tainus in Perikei Aloch Yiralef. He puts it together with another Aloch. Tamidi Chachomim Ein Neisnim Zelos Zev Shalom B'Tishbav. Right, that's Aloch that you don't greet, you don't say hello, good morning. And Tamidi Chachomim Ein Neisnim Zelos Zev Shalom B'Tishbav. Elo Elo Elo. Here also, the Rambam tells us what the Indian is. Yeshim Devuyim, Loshon Davoy, mournful, all that Libi Davoy, also Devuyim. Nenochim kavelim. And Michon, then Roy will call out to do like this. Nenochim kavelim. Who would conduct myself? I don't know. The Rambam says, Koy Sol Avelim Tishabot. Everybody's novel on Tishabot. Everybody. Vim Nosan Lema Moret Sholom, Machzim Loy Bissof Arof, or Bekoy Bedroish. Okay. Ve. Also, Likwesh Tishabot Betoyo. The Hemshech of this Aloha.
Ram forget. Ram learns that the hemshach of this halacha. V'os alikweis b'tishu ba b'toyro bin v'im u'b'ksuvim v'mishne b'alochos b'gemoru b'agodos. It's part of the mode of contact in Tisha B'Av. It's not an issue. The Ram is mashma. It's no big enough meaning there, but it's supposed to be an approach. The Ram is mashma. Not an issue suyum like achilos also, rechitos also, shlichos also. Tam Torah is also, but the issue of Tam Torah is part of the overall mode and the mode. I won't say the word mood, but the mode of behavior in Tisha B'Av is you, one is quiet. Dvuyim ne nochim kavelim. That's why it's also liquid material. So part of being quiet is to be might possibly down material. We might not tell you, also good favor, tell you, also liquid spiritual, but tell you, the Vim Tsuvim, the Bahu, the Egna Kari, Elo, Bio, the Kina, the Ram only brings down loose in the Gemara. Yeah, and it doesn't mean that he holds his also, that means he holds the Mutu. He brings the Mutu, he brings down. Egna Kari, Elo, Bio, the Kina, the Ram, the Ram, the Ram, So okay, you know what I mean? Let me point out, Kohen Ram also, it's a state of mind and a state of conduct on Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av is a different day. It's important to know. Sometimes then you saw me sometimes a few minutes before Shkia, before everybody soaks, ready to let loose. And then suppose that you find in the Chemeitz people sitting around after Mincha, and it turns into, I don't know, Chassidon of Mon Islam. It's not at all. Tisha B'Av is until Tisha B'Av Benesh Moshe is also, and the three Benesh Moshe's. At Moshe, yeah, Tayyur is, right after Shkia sat down, it's not looking much nice. So it's good, the Tayyur is very nice. He couldn't hold himself back, but you have to wait until make good. You can wait. You want to be made 17 minutes. Wait 17 minutes out of Shkia. It's more than 17 minutes. You can't wait more than 17 minutes. So 17 minutes, open up the shrine. I'm not saying do it, but the point is that it's a certain type of behavior. It's also until after including Benish Moshes.
Could one